I've forgotten where I ended. It is about the dropping of the bomb, but I'll go ahead with this. I've been answering really 69, 70, and 71. I regarded the dropping of the bomb as of great importance and felt that it would end the war, possibly better than anything else, which it did. And I think all the claims about the bombing and all afterwards were rather silly, because we'd had these terrific destructions and it hadn't had its effect. I think it was quite necessary to drop the bomb in order to shorten the war. In retrospect, I feel the same way about it. There were hundreds and hundreds of thousands of American lives involved in this thing, as well as hundreds of billions of money. And they had been perfectly ruthless. We had notified them of the bomb. They didn't choose to believe that. And what they needed was shock action, and they got it. I think it is very wise to use it. 73. I do not think Mrs. Stimson was chiefly responsible for dropping the bomb. We talked to a great many on the committees that were involved in it, the engineers, or rather the engineers and the others, and this particular committee that Mr. Roosevelt had set up, of which Mr. Stimson, Mr. Harrison, and Senator Burns were members, and I think in the situation it was demanded and it was very important we used it. But Mr. Stimson was not alone responsible. I was just as much responsible as he was, because my arguments were very much for using the bomb. I was aware of the 74, I was aware of the peace offerings Japan was making through the Russians in the summer of 1945. I was reading the messages from all the ambassadors of the Japan that were still in Europe. I was reading the replies of the Prime Minister to the situation. I was familiar with the Japanese psychology to quite an extent. I had been in Japan a little bit, much more than the ordinary person, and I knew what they were doing in each one of these operations. We had to end the war. We had to save American lives. We had to halt this terrific expenditure of money, which was reaching a stupendous total. And there was no way to economize on it until we stopped the war. The bomb stopped the war. Therefore, it was justifiable. The Japanese peace officer to the Russians, I don't know the details about that. But I've been reading all the Prime Minister said to the various ambassadors of Japan, and he was unable at that time to direct the army. The army was dominant in these matters, and they could only apparently be slugged into submission, and we slugged them. I'm going to stop dictating now and take this up later, but I'd like to say this. In the later paper that you sent me, you give long lists of names of officers and others to have me analyze them and comment on their efficiency. I'm not going to do this. I think if anything like this got into the book in any way, the books rather, all the attention would go to that, and all acrimonious debate would go to that, and nothing to the really important part of the text. And then I don't think it would be quite fair, because the officer has no chance to answer it at all.